From the outside, this mosque looks like any other building on South Belfast Rugby Road. Inside, it's a hub of activity, with more than 70 children taking Arabic classes in three separate classrooms. Shoes line the entrance hall, and the women wear scarves over their heads.
My name is Khadija Okde Farouki. I'm originally from Syria, but I've been here a long time, 26 years. And I'm working here in this mosque. There's a lot of people, Northern Irish people, always ask about Islam, and they want to know what the Muslim people do in their mosques, how they act, what the school is, kind of schools, and the children, and what the Muslim look like as well. And this has helped very much to break the bridge between the Muslim and the local people in Northern Ireland. Really, really what I feel that there's very bad image in the media about the Muslim and Islam.
Although there are cultural differences, Khadija says Muslims here live very normal lives.
Muslims in Belfast, they just want to live in peace and kind and to be integrated with the people and be a normal people, happy and normal people as the same.
In the room to my right, there are lines on the floor marking the direction of Mecca and a sign on the wall charting each day's prayer times. During Friday's prayers, 400 people come here. The building is so overwhelmed that the prayers happen in two sittings. I'm struck by the many different nationalities here. There's around 20, all under one roof, in the city. Breej Ruddy lives in the Holy Lands. She says they're all one big community.
The Holy Land, as you know, Damascus Street, Jerusalem Street, Palestine Street, we've got an international link to the past. People from here went out there, people from there are coming back here. This is very much a diverse and multicultural area, and we like it that way. We offer our support in our residence group to all the families, the multicultural families in our area. We welcome them, they are our neighbours. Very important that we know each other as human beings.
Paul Appleyard has brought his two young children to visit my mosque day. President Trump's ban on travellers from seven mainly Muslim countries is very much on Paul's mind during the visit.
I think it's important to show solidarity with everyone, but especially with those in our community, in Northern Ireland here, who I think are in a great minority, and show them that we support them and that we're one big community here. And that we welcome them.
And what do you hope that your kids will take away from this today?
I'm hoping that they'll take away that there are other faiths, that we should respect everyone, and that we should live together in peace and harmony.
Islam comes from the Arabic word for peace, and it's very clear that people here are keen to bring that to their neighbourhood.